Welcome back to the podcast. Today is Sunday, July 20th, and I'm Eli Boston of Bowdoin College. I apologize again for the long time in between podcasts. We were going to have one a couple days earlier, but the weather seems to have conspired against us. Since the last report last Monday, things have taken a bit of a turn for the worse as far as the weather is concerned. After about 3 weeks of nearly continuous sun for 24 hours, we've had pretty much continuous rain, and today even a little bit of snow and hail, so the whole gamut of precipitation over the last pretty much 5 days. But we've been able to keep digging, sometimes on half days, and discoveries have continued, at least at a somewhat reduced rate. Hans has found both an ulu and a harpoon, and Morgan has also found a harpoon, along with a bunch of other finds. I'll be joined today by Trina Johansson of UC Davis. She's a grad student there and is going to be speaking a little bit about the about her graduate work, her doctoral thesis. Trina is very lucky because she's had the opportunity to work with me in the Cape Dorset house for the first 2.5 weeks, and I pretty much taught her everything she knows about archaeology. But not everything I know. In fact, it's actually been much the other way around. She's been a real big help teaching me the ropes of how to dig, and I'm going to put her on now. So here she is.
Hi. So I guess I've been invited onto this to talk about my dissertation work, which, that's a good question. What am I doing? Basically, I'm looking at impacts of culture contacts, and the Polo Inuit have proven to be a good group to study for that aspect because they've known to be rather isolated. And then we have these known events of contact from the outside from Euro-American explorers as well as the Canadian migration from Baffin Island by Kilaswak in the 1860s. And so what I'm interested in is looking at how those kinds of contacts have potentially impacted the Polo Inuit's culture. And I'm looking at changes in subsistence and technology, which basically means I'm studying the faunal remains from their houses, from their mittens, and then I'm looking at the hunting technology and seeing how they might change as new technologies introduced, such as Euro-American metal and rifles, and just seeing if there's changes in butchering patterns and if there's changes in animal diversity. And, yeah, that's kind of been my job here. So, and very much so enjoyed working with Eli. I get to leave, hopefully, tomorrow if the weather decides to be sunny and not foggy. So, anyways, over and out.
Well, that should be the end of it for today's podcast. Hopefully, if everything cooperates, we may have another short one for you tomorrow morning with John Darwin. But we'll see if that happens, and also, again, as Trina mentioned, if the weather holds out, we'll be saying goodbye for our first crew change to Trina, John, and Owen, who you guys all heard in the last podcast, along with Marta, and we'll be, Marta's brother will be joining us, but we'll be losing those three. So we say goodbye to them, and hopefully talk to you tomorrow.